Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar's here. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 19 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's done a lot of different things in his life, almost all focused on home-based. He's an award-winning journalist. He's the author of three outstanding books on being successful in your home-based business. He's a wordsmith extraordinaire. If you need somebody to help you with your words, he's the got words guy. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Jeffrey, you and I have gone through the time, all the over the years, the last almost 30 years that I've been, since I started being home-based in my small business about the same time you did. And it's run the gamut, hasn't it, from being weird back in the 80s to being cool in the 90s to cooling off some in the last decade. And now it's just kind of – it's almost like it's not even in the conversation anymore. No, it's not even remarkable if you're home-based anymore. But do you think people are – home base as much as they were? Where are we in that landscape?
Well, it's funny you should follow that arc, because it truly has run a gamut. I mean, home based businesses are without sounding overly dramatic, as old as time. I mean, they talk about the old West, and the doctor had the on Main Street in Dodge City, his home was up top and his storefront, yeah, or his doctor's, yeah, office was downstairs. I mean, and that was, and anybody would describe that as a sort of home-based business. And then you had people, like with what we did, in the 80s and into the 90s, it was home-based. It was shadows. Mm-hmm. Many cities, municipalities banned them. They did not allow you to be licensed as a business, so we didn't necessarily tell people that we were home-based. Mm-hmm. And even so, clients and potential customers and others out that you may do work with might have looked at you with an awkward eye and worse, not wanted to do business with you, thinking,
yeah,
that you're less
legitimate. It was weird. It was weird to them that you were home based.
It was weird. It was wrong in many ways. It was weird. It was foreign.
I remember when I started my consulting company, and I probably told this story before, but I started my consulting company, I started from home because I couldn't afford an office downtown. I had just gotten laid off twice in 18 months. It was downsized. And I had two kids and two mortgages, so I was struggling. So when I finally got enough critical mass to get an office downtown, I can't tell you how excited my clients got. It was crazy.
Right.
They were so happy, and I think they thought, well, now he's legitimate.
It was legitimate, and in their minds, it was legitimate. And then you fatten. I don't want to say fast forward, because it was certainly a slow slog getting there, but you turn the clock forward a little bit. And it became more of an accepted opportunity, and I don't want to say a full-throated endorsement, but certainly an embrace of those who work from home, or just a tacit acceptance that, okay, that they work from home, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's about the time that I started, chief home officer.
Right.
I started writing and speaking about
you
it.
You became one of the world's
me.
Experts on home-based.
Taking the experiences that I had working with clients, making technology built for the traditional office work in the home office, and making it work with kids in the background, with dogs, mm-hmm, in the background, with spouses, nearby.
We call that ambiance around here.
Ambiance, exactly. But let's spin it all the way, to the point that, and that's also for teleworkers, corporate employees who,
yeah,
work from home. They became more accepted in the workplace, and companies realize that, hey, I can let Jeff or Jim, if they were
corporate America, corporate America literally went bonkers on this almost. I mean, I know I can remember being in a function or a meeting or an event, and I'd meet six different vice presidents with a company like IBM. They were all in different parts of the country, and they all worked from home. They were executives.
Right. Right. So corporate America took the embrace. And then I got to tell you, you know, again, spin it forward to, I want to say, modern day, like current times.
Right.
And it became like just de rigueur. It became an mm-hmm. act of daily life.
Did you see, that did, people did you just say de rigueur? Did you just say that?
Can you imagine that? You know, I thought
you don't get this
every.
You don't get that kind of. You don't get that kind of culture everywhere. Go ahead, Jeff.
I had to look that one up to sound all.
You can't
all
say we're. You can't say we're not pretentious around here. Go ahead, Jeff.
Absolutely, absolutely. As I sit here in my tank top from my home office, you
too
know,
much
with my dog
information.
Walking around.
Too much information.
TMI. But the point is now. When just when you think it is sort of standard to everybody, I've started receiving in my email and different offers of people wanting to market on Chief Home Officer, mm-hmm. whether they want to run copy, they want to run ads, they
so
want
you're
to have
seeing
links
a resurg-
embedded
you're seeing
in
a
my
resurgence
copy.
In visibility or an increase a new focus on home based.
It seems to be. It truly seems to be organizations and organizations who are realizing this copy, the stuff that's on my website and the stuff right. that I'm writing about, and I'm not writing about that frequently anymore because you know it became more standard in the workplace right. on Main Street and you know in the suburbs.
Right.
But now it seems to be picking back up.
So I'm going to say that what happened in the 90s when you were so in the early part of the last decade, when you were so involved in being a lead, one of the thought leaders in Homebase, that was a legitimization of Homebase. Then it became right. then it became sort of okay, ho hum. Where so you're Homebase, a lot of people are, but now it seems what you're saying is it seems like it's not that there needs to be any new legitimization of it. It's just that there's enough critical mass. That there's a constituency out there for it now.
Right. There truly is. But what it seems to be happening is marketers now are picking back up on it. It had
yeah,
gone
that's
quiet,
what I mean.
And
yeah.
I think that they're seeing a new audience, not mm-hmm. a new audience. They're seeing new for themselves.
Right.
The audience that is out there, that critical
but not,
mass.
But
that,
not a, but not a how to approach for them as much as okay, how can we support you in what you're already doing.
Right, yeah. You know, exactly.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com is his website. We're going to come back and talk some more with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, award-winning journalist extraordinaire, author of three books on being home base. You want to check out his websites. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.